Food Dude and Friends is brought to you by Visit OKC, inviting you to experience the energy, excitement, and welcoming spirit of Oklahoma City. Learn more at visitokc.com. Hey everybody, I'm Dave Cathy, back again with the Food Dude and Friends with my co-host Julie Porter Scott. Hey Jules.
Hi.
How you doing?
I am great. How are you, Dave?
You know, I have never been better. I think I can actually say that.
Okay.
Never been better. I'm not going to say why, but...
We don't get to say that very often.
We don't.
I'm
saying
it
today.
Wonderful.
I'm not saying it's true, but I'm saying it today. And the reason I'm saying it today is because we have really exciting news, and that is, once again, Oklahoma is home of one of the best new restaurants in America.
Do tell.
I will... But later, we're going to talk about that later because we've got Jared Gleaton joining us today.
Love
from
Jared.
Green Country. And Jared has been to this place and he'll be able to talk to us about it. So we'll get back to it more in depth. First thing I want to talk about after that is something really cool that's happening here in the city. There's an announcement recently that a section of the Hefner Parkway is going to be renamed after Kathy Cummings.
Love it.
Yes. I mean, we have some foolishly named streets. And highways.
Yes, we do.
In this state.
We do.
But this is not going to be one of them.
And it's perfect.
Perfect. Right there where she used to live. It's right there where her
old
house was.
Live and work and made her community so much better and so much brighter. Yes.
Kathy Cummings, we're assuming everyone listening knows who we're talking about. Kathy Cummings was probably the nicest person that ever lived. She passed away, sadly, last year. And we miss her terribly. She was a... restaurateur, owner of Vito's, an amazing chef, amazing mother, amazing wife, all those things. Her husband, Sean, misses her terribly, and he is making her dreams come true. Maintaining a relationship with the public, because Kathy was very politically active. Held office, ran for office forever.
Ran for lieutenant governor.
Yeah, ran for lieutenant governor.
That's when I got to know her.
Yeah, mayor, vice mayor of the village, did all kinds of great things there. Their home was in the village and very close to this section that overlooks Lake Hefner. So
it's perfect.
Yeah, it's so great. Sean and the kids, congrats. We think this is amazing news.
Well, and I love what Sean's been doing, you know, keeping Kathy's legacy alive.
That's right. That's right.
What she wanted was in lieu of flowers or in lieu of any sort of memorialization, she wanted friends to donate to pay off the school lunch debt.
That's right.
And that campaign has just gone crazy and gotten national attention.
Yep.
And people have paid off entire districts.
That's right.
You know, all of their school lunch debt. So I'm so glad that she'll be recognized in this very formal way.
Yeah, very formal, very public way.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
Kathy,
permanent.
Yeah, permanent. That's exactly right. Kathy Cummings' name will now be an institution in this city, and it's one for the good guys, you know, like
absolutely.
Here's an example where to show that you can absolutely be as nice as possible to people and still get ahead.
And I think the other piece of her legacy that is so prominent and so pronounced in this in Oklahoma City specifically. Good luck finding a restaurateur or anyone even tangentially connected to hospitality who did not count her as a mentor, a friend.
Yeah.
I felt this sentiment when she passed, and I shared it, and then I had lots of other people echo it. You wanted to be really careful to not like overstate.
Yeah.
I don't think I was that important to Kathy. She was really important to me, but I felt like I needed to make sure I wasn't like overstating, like, look, we weren't best friends.
Yeah.
The way she made me feel when I was in her presence, like I was the most important person, the most important person she was gonna talk to that day, whether it was running up to Vito's, see Vito's was so easy for us.
Yeah. It still is a great family-friendly restaurant.
But when we lived right over there,
yeah.
that was so easy for us to run in with the kids, you know, crazy train in full effect, and just always felt so welcome and like just come as you are and be taken care of.
Yeah.
So.
Always a hug. If anyone who went to Vito's always got a hug. Probably my favorite memory of going to Vito's, and there were many, I mean, we went so often, was taking my dear, dear friend, Guido Furlow, when he was in his 80s. And Guido was from upstate New York, and his name was Guido. And he could appreciate a place named Vito's, like nobody else. And Kathy just
charmed him.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, yeah. just the love that you got when you walked in the door and wanting to know everything about you and just the definition of a fantastic host.
Unbelievable. I used to send people there who had questions on how to run front of the house, you know, because she was just so fantastic at it. Yeah, well, when I took Guido, what I found really, I don't know what I'd call it. It was just it was that little bit of extra. It's because you know how great she was with everyone, but I could just see it. Like Guido meant, like he was taking her somewhere, taking her to a place where she grew up.
Right.
And so there's the accent was even a little different. All the mannerisms were a little different. Like she was speaking his language.
She just shifted
into we're paisans here.
You know, I love it.
That kind of thing. So yes, well done, Oklahoma City. Well done to the City of the Village, which kicked in on some of this as well.
That's great.
And again, congratulations to the entire Cummings family. We think it's amazing. So some other restaurant news we want to talk about, though. Chapter 2 of the Catbird Seats takeover of Nonesuch continues. Have you been by yet?
I haven't.
I have not either.
I have a sneaking suspicion that this is what my husband has planned for our anniversary.
Ah.
And if a little birdie were to make absolutely sure that he had picked up that memo, maybe you could maybe you could take care of that.
Hello, look over here. Look over here. Casey, look over here. Yeah, I've got to get that book too, because I'm very excited about Chef Brian Baxter from Nashville he's the guy behind Catbird Seat, and his book is called Catbird Seat. And this is the second, I think it's the second month or second phase of this takeover. And then of course Nonesuch will return next month in November. And, you know, we'll see what happens there. I mean, I don't have any inside information or anything like that, but I don't know. I just feel like I have a sneaking suspicion that when Nonesuch returns, that there will be surprises.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think it's so fun. The Catbird Seat is such a perfect collaboration. And to give them time to really get their legs.
Yeah.
And be ready.
Yeah, and showcase the space, and I think showcase this market as a place that a chef from another city who is on an ascent for his talent or his or her talent, this is a place you can go and not only be recognized but sell out dining rooms, because this is a dining market.
Yeah.
So it's an opportunity for this market. It's an this opportunity for Nonesuch to go in disguise. It's kind of fitting. It's Halloween month, and it's like Nonesuch has put on a costume.
I like it.
You think? And when they take that costume off next month, oh, what will we see? Will it still be Nonesuch?
I can't wait.
But before that, Halloween's going to happen.
Right.
What are you going to do?
Man.
You and the kiddos, what do we got?
We're a house divided.
Yeah?
Half of us want to do a family Beetlejuice thing. Right.
It's going to be hard for me to vote against that one. Keep going.
Right.
Yeah.
But then half of us want to be Ray Gunn, the horrible Australian breakdancer, which would also, you know, give us lots of opportunities to really embarrass ourselves with our horrible dance moves.
How could we collaborate that?
So
what's the collab on this?
Yeah.
Well, that's a great night. You guys going to go trick-or-treating?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Have you got...
Our neighborhood does a whole thing, and then our friends that live in the neighborhood do a really fun, like, chili cook-off party thing.
Okay.
So this is our... fall is our time to shine.
Okay. For the audience out there, your children's ages...
Seven and nine. They've just had their birthdays.
I bring this up because this is prime trick-or-treating ages.
100%.
I mean, you're right in the happy zone. So do you guys, I mean, I know there's a lot going on, but do you guys go to other places? You just do the neighborhood? Is your neighborhood so great?
Well, so we do our neighborhood, and then my sister has, so we live in a big neighborhood with lots of houses.
Mm-hmm.
My sister lives in a small neighborhood where they know everybody.
Ah.
And so that's it's fun for my kids to get to do that as well.
See, there's something to be said for that. A small but mighty trick-or-treating pocket.
Exactly.
It's about quality and not quantity sometimes.
Precisely.
Right? That's right.
So, and it's neat, they do them on different nights.
Oh,
so
even better.
So we really get to spread out the love.
That's right. Well, and I'm sure there'll be traffic jams in Nichols Hills, as there usually is.
Right.
The folks in Nichols Hills kind of go all out.
Those full-size candy bars,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Maybe someday. I aspire to that.
I was driving through there the other day, and I saw a house with two, they had to be 20-foot tall skeletons.
Oh, those giant skeletons.
Just giant. I wouldn't want that looming over my house for a month.
Right.
You know, it's bad enough if you own it. What do you think the neighbors are thinking?
Some people are so, I mean, Halloween is, that's the holiday.
Halloween night. That's right. It's coming. It's right around the corner. But yeah, let's circle back.
Okay.
I said Halloween night because it's a nice segue to the word noche in Spanish.
Noche.
Which also means night.
Yeah.
And that is the name of the restaurant in Tulsa that was recently named to the New York Times best new restaurants in America list.
It's incredible.
Incredible. Great news for Oklahoma. I guess that's 3 years in a row.
Right.
We had Madere. Mm-hmm. We had Sedalia's. Mm-hmm. And now we have Noche. And so, fantastic news. I have not been to Noche, but I've eaten a little food there at an event during the summer. It was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You said that was great.
It was really good. So it was a shrimp dish, really, really well thought out and really good. And then, of course, Jared has been there. And so, we've got Jared Gleaton coming in to talk to us about all things delicious in Green Country. And I have a feeling we'll be talking about Noche.
And then maybe we plan a road trip.
I love that idea. So, let's check out what Jared Gleaton has to say. Jared Gleaton, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back, Dave.
You bet. Green Country, what's going on? Where are you eating out there these days?
Well, there's a new place called The Copper Dome that just opened. Tyler Whiston and Nathaniel Christensen. Mm-hmm. They're doing, The Copper Dome was at the Silo Event Center. So mm-hmm. It does weddings primarily. Hugo Alejandro Gutierrez mm-hmm. opened the place several years, or owns the place. Chef Paul Wilson cooked there mm-hmm. Before he passed away.
Yeah.
And so afterwards, it went into the hands of Jeremiah Rankin, who opened up Solaire, fusion Brazilian South American food. And after they decided to move somewhere else, Tyler took over, Chef Whiston took over, and he's doing a really fun fusion, his own take on food. He's a gastronaut.
Yeah.
Gastronomy all day long.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, the big question that everybody wants to know is, what about Noche?
Noche.
Suddenly everybody's fawning over Noche. Brand new. Hey, when did it open?
I think it opened about 6 months, 7 months ago.
This year, earlier this year.
Earlier
right?
this year.
Summer, something like that, or maybe fall or spring.
Fall. You know what? I was there on the grand opening.
Uh-huh.
I went there. I've been there a couple of times. I know mm-hmm. it just made the New York Times 50 best restaurants in the United States. Look at Oklahoma getting on the map.
3 years in a row. That's right.
And they really do. Seamus Feely is the owner, I believe. And then Marco Herrera is the executive chef. He's part owner as well. And they're doing some really fun modern fusion takes on Mexican cuisine.
Okay. So it's sort of an elevated Mexican menu is what you're saying.
Oh, yes. They make their own chips. They're more tortilla chips than corn chips. Mm-hmm. They have their own guac. They have, you know, queso, which isn't traditionally Mexican,
right,
but they,
right, right.
they've got their own recipe.
Like our version of it.
Yes,
yeah, the oaky version of it, yeah.
Good moles, good sauces. They have some of the best beans that I've had, which is incredible, all things
don't
considered.
Don't sleep on the beans, man. There's a very prominent Oklahoma City restaurant that I'll be writing about soon that can't make beans. A Mexican restaurant that can't make beans. So that's a big deal.
It's one of those things that go underrated whenever you think of the menu. What's the traditional Mexican menu? And the beans, to me, sometimes fall to the wayside.
Yeah. There's marginalized.
Yes.
And it's a foundation.
Yes, it's rich and buttery and bacony and smoky. What Marco's done with different varieties of beans is actually really impressive, all things considered.
That's fantastic. Well, so folks, if you're in Tulsa, sounds like now I imagine it's tough to get in these days.
It is tough to get in. You got to get reservations. Yeah. Those fajitas are off the chain, and people like the plumpest shrimp, beautiful sourdough tortillas. I'm sorry, I'm just getting hungry. But you do have to
lunch break.
You do have to get reservations. I would not consider a walk-in. You can do walk-in at the bar. It's got a tequila flight, but it gets crowded quick.
Where is Noche?
Noche is in the Vast Center, so it's right there with two other restaurants. You have the French Hen on one side, and at the very top, you have In the Raw View.
Okay, and what part of Tulsa is this?
It's downtown Tulsa.
Downtown Tulsa.
Downtown
Congratulations,
Tulsa.
Downtown Tulsa.
Yes.
Yes. Well, we were just talking about this ahead. Downtown Tulsa has some competition on its hands, doesn't it?
It does.
It does. It's Cherry Street. Well, that's always been a bit of a competition.
It has.
But we in Oklahoma City know that among the things that is going to make Cherry Street a bigger competitor downtown is the addition of Cheever's Cafe.
Yes, I had heard it's opening. I've never been.
Yeah.
I've heard good things about it.
Yeah.
Cherry Street just opened Lo-Fi Pizza. That's mm-hmm. Noah Bush and Trevor Tack.
Yep.
Ava June, their brasserie, is opening up. Holy Moly, which is another prominent Mexican place, mm-hmm. is just opened up. I believe it's on Cherry Street. Cherry Street's getting packed.
It is. And so for you folks in Tulsa, when Cheever's arrives, what you can expect is a grade A brunch.
Mm-hmm.
They do a grade A brunch. I always describe Cheever's as like a fabulous neighborhood restaurant on steroids. You know?
Okay.
It's the kind of neighborhood restaurant you would expect in a market like Chicago or New York or something like that. It plays a little more upscale here mm-hmm. in our market, but it's not fancy, but it's nice. It's very nice, and the menu is beautiful and simple. Really great chicken fried steak. It's important in Oklahoma.
It is.
You know, it's on the official state meal, so you got to make it well, and they do it with a jalapeno gravy, which is really
Ooh.
Great.
Yeah,
you
I've not had jalapeno gravy.
Oh, no,
is
no,
it
you,
the?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's very light. You're not going to
really?
Pick up a ton, but it's just enough kick to make you very happy that you've got it.
So Cheever's is in the same vein almost, so this competition would probably be Smoke, and if they're doing lunch and brunch, even Prossimo, which is the Italian restaurante
yep.
owned by... Oh, I want to say the same group that owns, the pizza place. Oh, we just did pizza last time too. Oh.
It's okay.
Andolini's.
Oh, Andolini's. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So
okay, very good. Very
I
good.
Think Prossimo's in that same group.
Yeah, yeah. And Cheever's, that's a good comp. Smoke leans a little more towards barbecue, but
mm-hmm.
Cheever's has a little barbecue
okay.
influence, a little bit of smoke on the menu. But yeah, it's an Oklahoma restaurant. They've always been very famous for a sweet potato tamale with a seafood topping. It's
Sounds
really
interesting.
Good lobster and stuff like that.
Lobster, really?
Yeah, yeah. Very, very, what do you want to call it? Just not fancy, but just a little extra on the tamale.
You know, being from the East Coast, I do miss lobster. When I see it on the menu, it's either going to be, take me back home,
Now this is not a lobster tail or anything. It's,
sure.
it's not the pristine, but I, you know, it's just a hint of what you probably, a hint of home with a little bit of the promise of like where Mexican cuisine can go. I really
I'll take
do
the fusion.
Yeah, I love a good fusion like that where you do a sweet potato masa with this. Really, really good. So enjoy, but the brunch, really, I would start with brunch.
And I'm trying to expand into brunch. You know,
yeah.
I start out primarily doing fine dining. I'm starting
mm-hmm.
to go to a little more
mm-hmm.
not fine dining, and
mm-hmm.
I'm getting to brunch is the
yeah.
next step.
Well, it's a good bridge because brunch is like, it's like cheap fine dining, right? It's like the thing, if you have a great fine dining restaurant that you want to visit, brunch is a great place to start.
Oh, absolutely. and I've learned something. There's an art to the biscuit. Not all biscuits are created equal, and not all gravy is created equal at all either.
That's so true. So true.
And it's funny just discovering these new flavor profiles that I missed out on in my childhood because we had something called Egbert's and then Jimmy's, and I can't make much of a discernible difference between the two. But then I go to like a place called Cherry Street Kitchen. I'm like, this is biscuits.
Yeah.
This is gravy. Where have you been all my life?
Not in Maine.
No, not in Maine, but you know what? And that's something that just thinking of brunch, you know, there's
yeah.
a few restaurants, Cherry Street's one of them, that
yeah.
When they bring out maple syrup from a tree.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can never go wrong with that. Because there's, a lot of people don't know, a lot of syrup is not made, it's like simple syrup that's flavored.
But it's corn.
Yeah,
it's corn derivative.
Yeah. It's not so good. All right, we've talked about Cheever's, we've talked about Noche. What have we not talked about in Tulsa or anywhere in Greek country? Is there anybody anywhere out in the sticks that we need to know about?
So that's what sort of, the silo isn't in the sticks, but that it's sort of off the beaten path.
I guess
path.
That's true. It's a little bit off the beaten
yes.
path. Yeah, yeah.
I know there's two restaurants. Holy Moly, we just sort of touched upon, just
yeah.
reopened, and I really am looking forward to checking it out. But also, Tulsa just got in Utica Square, Rise,
okay.
which is features souffles, which I have not been to, but I am going to check it out before I come
be
back.
You got to be very quiet when you go in there. Nothing to disturb the souffles, right?
That's true. It's got a really interesting, from looking at pictures, rustic French modern fun vibe to it.
So you haven't been in yet?
I have not been in
okay.
yet. It's my next stop
okay.
because I mean they've got savory souffles, sweet souffles. I might get one of each.
Okay, there you go. We'll have a full report next time. You're in Oklahoma City today. You've been in and out of Oklahoma City off and on. Where around here, have you been anywhere here in Oklahoma City that's caught your attention?
Oh, with Sedalia's. How can you go wrong with Sedalia's?
Always.
Of course, Moderlau, since Jeff is opening up a new place.
That's right.
I really want to get over to Fille Maison.
Yeah.
That is one that I'm really into that vibe. Also, Nonesuch. I'm planning on going on the 11th and 12th to check out what Baxter is doing.
Yes. Before the end. Yes. We were talking a little bit on the intro how we're in chapter two now.
Yes.
Of this event. And then, of course, I don't know if it'll be a big reveal or anything, but when Nonesuch returns, who knows what shape it might come back in.
Yes. And I'm excited to check that out. Chad Lumen sort of sent me an information on that. So I'm going to do that on the 11th. I think the 12th, I might try and do Fille Maison. And then the 13th, I'm open to suggestions of where you might think on a Sunday. Where should I go on a Sunday?
On a Sunday? Oh, man, there's so many great places to go. I'm a big fan of, I mentioned Cheever's. Frida Southwest is a really great brunch place as well. In this town on a Sunday, you can't hardly go wrong anymore.
Oh, that's good.
It truly has become a great, I mean, it's hard to go wrong here anymore, but maybe that's just cause I'm biased. We would love to know what you guys think.
Absolutely.
Let us know. Let me ask you one more thing before we get out of here. And that is this: where can people find this?
My book, and you can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. There's an audiobook, hardback, paperback, ebook. It's discounted right now. Mm-hmm. Please check it out. It's where we talk about the intersection of psychology and food. It details my weight loss journey and also talks about sort of the art of the review and talking about biases to really enhance your dining experience.
Very good. Very good. So, well, folks, I'll show it again. A Feast for the Senses. Check it out. Jared, thanks for coming by.
I appreciate it.
You bet.
The Food Dude and Friends is produced in partnership with KOSU Radio. Food Dude and Friends is brought to you by Visit OKC, inviting you to experience the energy, excitement, and welcoming spirit of Oklahoma City. Learn more at visitokc.com.